Donnie Balloon is one of those backwards-walking student ambassadors. He's leading a small group of potential students and parents around the campus of St. Norbert College in DePere.
So we're going to be headed into the Busch Art Center right now.
Balloon opens the door and walks, backwards, down a hallway lined with old-time brass cash registers.
The Busch Art Center was made possible by a very big donation by the Van Aston family, and under the stipulation that we would display their cash registers.
So they weren't actually used here?
Oh, no. That's where we keep all the tuition money. So.
Instead of cash registers, private colleges keep their money in endowment funds, which have suffered along with most investments on Wall Street. That's forced schools like Beloit College into a round of layoffs. Faculty at St. Norbert have agreed to a salary freeze. But private schools boast smaller class sizes. It's appealing to Kelly Faber, who'll be a high school senior in Fond du Lac this year.
And St. Norbert, I heard, is really nice. And I like how it's, like, classy looking and not dirty around campus.
Aesthetics aside, tuition at St. Norbert is $25,000 a year. Compare that to UW-Madison, where tuition is roughly $8,000 a year, or UW-Green Bay, clocking in at about $6,500. It's all pretty daunting to parents like Mike Fitzgibbon.
If you look at the starting or the sticker price, if you will, it can be kind of scary, but then the more you hear about financial aid programs through the private schools, sometimes the ultimate cost can be as good or better, perhaps, than the state schools.
Fitzgibbon sounds like he took a page out of a playbook belonging to the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities. The group represents 20 private schools. Its president is Rolf Wagenke. He's urging students and parents to ignore the so-called sticker price.
I say it for shock value. Because there is so much hype about the sticker price, and it is so far removed from what people actually pay. There are actually a higher percentage of low-income students enrolled in Wisconsin's private colleges than there is in the UW system. And, you know, obviously our sticker price is higher than the UW's, so how can this be? Well, the answer is there is more financial aid.
Wagenke says 94% of private school freshmen receive financial aid. That can come in the form of government loans, which will have to be paid back. But there are also federal Pell Grants, and private schools are able to offer scholarships through their endowments. But families will never know what financial aid they qualify for if they don't apply for it. So says St. Norbert's Vice President of Enrollment. Bridget O'Connor says 99% of students there get some sort of financial aid. She should know. O'Connor was once one of them.
My family had just gone through the loss of a family farm in the 80s farm crisis. And I remember my dad literally begging me not to go to St. Norbert because he was so afraid of what would happen and whether or not I could afford it. But I stuck to my guns and I wanted to come. And I'll tell you, the financial aid staff worked with me. And yes, I did have some loans afterwards, but I did also get that job the week after graduation.
Potential students are being urged not to forego college, be it public or private. After all, Rolf Wagenke of the Association of Independent Colleges and Universities says an educated population is the best way out of a recession. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.